Now we have something very essential in this chapter. We have the shackles of a saved soul. Will you listen very carefully to this? I'm reading verse 1 of Romans 7. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. Now this word, know ye not, is an expression that occurs again and again in the writings of Paul. And when Paul says here, do you not know? Well, if you want to put that into the positive, it really is, are ye so ignorant? And you can put it down that when Paul says, know ye not, that the brethren do not know. And that's the reason he says it. You will find that occurs several times in Romans, in 1 Thessalonians, and in the Corinthian epistles. Well, they just major in this. Now he's speaking to those. He says to those who know the law. That is, the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. Now, the law had over a millennium's trial with the peculiar people of the nation of Israel. And I mean they were peculiar because God had chosen them. And it was in a land that was favorable and adaptable to the keeping of the law. For the law was not only given to a people, but to a land. And the very interesting thing is that these people with the law didn't do so well with it. They never were able to keep it. You remember Peter speaking to his own people in Jerusalem. He said, this law that we've had, we've failed. We've never been able to keep the law. Now, Paul uses an illustration that I think is a great one. But unfortunately, a great many people take off on a tangent here. And they try to get some rules for marriage and divorce. And actually, Paul's not talking about marriage and divorce here. What he's really doing is giving an illustration for today that you and I are not under the law. Now, listen to him in verse 2. For the woman which hath a husband is bound by the law, that is the Mosaic law, to her living husband. But if her husband be dead, she's completely discharged from the law of her husband. In other words, she's no longer married to him. That is, if he's dead. She's single again. But as long as he lives, she's bound to him. Now somebody comes forward and says, look, this means that you can't get a divorce. That divorce is wrong under any circumstances. And if a woman does that, she's an adulteress. As Paul puts it here in verse 3, let me read this now before we come to the explanation. So then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she's free from that law, so that she's no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Now, don't try to get some rules and regulations for marriage and divorce here, unless you thoroughly understand the background, friends, because it has led to some very ridiculous conclusions on the part of some men. Now, what would happen under the law if a man was unfaithful or a woman was unfaithful in marriage under the law? And that's what Paul's talking about. So we need to go back and look at the Mosaic law. What did the Mosaic law have to say? Deuteronomy 22:22. If a man be found lying with a woman, married to a husband, then they shall both of them die, both the man that lay with the woman and the woman. So shalt thou put away evil from Israel. And he goes on here again and again that they should be put to death, that is, stoned to death. Now, this is what happened under the law. Now, what happened under the Mosaic law? Here is a woman married to a man, and he's a philanderer. He's unfaithful. And what happens? Why, he's stoned to death. That's what happened to him. He's actually lying under a pile of stones. She's free now to marry another, of course. Now, of course, today we're not stoning the unfaithful husbands and wives to death. If we did that here in Southern California, that is, stone to death the unfaithful one, we'd have to get rid of our freeways. Because we'd have too many rock piles around where somebody had been stoned to death. So just don't try to apply the Mosaic law to the present. And after all, Paul's not talking to you here about marriage and divorce. What he's talking about is the believer in the Christian life. Now, he's not digressing to give instructions on marriage and divorce. He does that elsewhere. What he's trying to say is that when a husband dies, she's no longer a wife after the death of her husband, and if the old boy's been unfaithful, he's dead under the Mosaic law. And I think, actually, that's true today. The Lord Jesus said it was. In other words, she's a single woman again. This, I think, is a universal principle among civilized people. There are heathen, actually, that when a husband dies, they put the wife to death and bury her with him. They put her on a funeral pyre, just burn her alive. But civilized people just never followed that kind of a practice. Paul goes on and he amplifies the law of husband and wife. He brings into sharp focus her status in case that her husband is alive, and again in the case that the husband is dead.